Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Ches Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shoykel Odom Bosor, Ais An Yantav, a person could weigh the meat, Kineger Akli. In other words, you could use like a scale, and on one side of the scale you put the Kli, and on the other side you use the meat. Or else you could put on one side of the scale, you could put the butchers, like chopper, and on the other side you put the meat. In other words, but you could use the scale. The Chomar and the Chomar say, no, Eimashgichin, the Chaf, Maznayim, Kolikur. You're not allowed to use the scales at all on Yom Tov. So Rashi says the Pshat from Rabbi Yehuda is that even though he's also Moedi, you're not allowed to use a scale the regular way with the regular weights, because that's called the Maisa Choyl. But over here, since you're doing with the Shinui, you're not using the regular scales, the regular weights. You're using a Kli or using a Kupitz. Since it's a Shinui, it's not called Maisa Choyl. So if you'd hold, you are allowed to weigh out the meat. And the Chavim say, no, still it's also. So the Mara says, my Kolikur, what does the Min Chavim say? You can't use it at all. What's the Chiddush? What's the extra Lashon of Kolikur? Or Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Afilu L'Shomro Min HaKvorim. Even if you want to watch the meat, that you don't want the mice to come and eat it, and the only place you could put the meat is on top of the scale, still you're not allowed to do it. You can't use the scales at all. Omer Avidi Baravin, Fuhu Detalya Bitrita. When is the scales also to touch to use at all? If the scales are hanging on a hook, like then it looks, that's the way you use the scale to measure it off the meat, that's Ubdu Duchel, that you can't do on Yom Tov. But if the scale is not hanging on a hook, then you could use it. For Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tabach Umin, if you have a skill butcher, is also Lishko Bosa Biyad. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to weigh out meat by putting like one piece of meat in one hand, like he knows that weighs a pound, and then on the other hand, he weighs out the piece of meat that he wants to sell. Because since he's used to doing that in the middle of the week, that's called the Ubdu Dechoyal, how to weigh the meat. For Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tabach Umin, again, if you have a skilled butcher, also Lishko Bosa B'mayim. He's not allowed to weigh out the meat by putting it into water. Like sometimes you have a big jar, and you have it scratched off, like how much water is displaced by the meat, so you know exactly how much meat came in. So that's also Ubdu Dechoyal, that's the way you do it in the middle of the weekday. It's also to do it now on Yom Tov. The Omar Rav Chia Barashi, also Lasso is Beis Yad Bebosar. You're not allowed to make a Beis Yad, a handle on the meat. Like Rashi says, naked, want to make a hole. Lechos boy, to grab a hold of the meat, that's also to do. But the Gemara says, of Omar Ravina, over Yoda Sharia. If you want to just do with your hands, like scratch in the meat with your hands, that's mutter. In other words, just to take a knife, that's called a derech chayil. But with your hands, just to dig in with your hands into the piece of meat to make like a handle there, that's mutter. That's not called ubdu dechayil, like Rashi says. Linka v'yatzvo, to scratch in with your fingers, shari, that's mutter. Delav derech chayil hu. Aba besakin derech chayil hu. But with a knife, it's also kishameich abos roisa besiyad. Because that's where they used to sell meat. Although they didn't have like bigs, so when they sold a piece of meat, they would like cut out a handle like in the piece of meat, an indention in the meat, that the person would put his hand in there to carry it home. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. Omer Rav Huna, Mutter la'asoy simin bebosar. You're allowed to make a simin in the meat that it should not be exchanged with another piece of meat. And what's the case? Ki ho de rabo bar Rav Huna, mechatech lo atlosa karnosa. He used to cut the piece of meat on the three corners, in other words, make it look like a triangle. So that was his siman to know it's his piece of meat, and he's not afraid a guy would exchange it or someone else would exchange it, because he knew exactly the siman how his meat would look. Rabbi Yechiyob, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Rabbi Yechiyob and Rabbi Shimon, the two sons of Rabbi, Sheiklin mona keneged mona biyamtev. When they used to divide up a portion, they used to weigh it out, like one portion against the other portion, to make sure each one are taken equal portions. So the kids said they used to use a scale on Yom Tov to check out to make sure if you're taking a pound of potatoes, I'll also get the same. There's the same amount that you're taking, I'm taking. So Yomar says, come on, who do they go like? Who does Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shimon go like? The Chura like Rabbi Yehuda, it does not go like our Mishnah. It does not go like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. But like Rabbanan, and it does not go like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Why? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Omar, even Rabbi Yehuda, that's make Leon, he said, Shaykh Allah, then Bosik, and I get a Kli. A person can measure out the meat, but on the opposite side of the scale, you have to use a Kli. something that's not the normal manner of weighing it out. Or else take this butcher's knife, chopper, and that's what you put on the other side. So the deek is, you're only allowed to use on the other side of the scale a piece of a kli, another utensil, or else this butcher chopper. But another mon, another portion of meat, mashmin alauto. So who do they go like Reb Chinam Shimon that they held you are allowed to use the scale to weigh out equal portions? Ikar Rabbanan, if they go like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, for Amri the Rabbanan say, you're not allowed to take the scale at all on Yom Tov. So who do they go like? So Marian says, Inu the Ovid Keb Yeshua. They go like Reb Yeshua. The Tanya we learned, Reb Yeshua says, Shaiklin mona keneged mona biyomtiv. Yes, you're allowed to use the scale and weigh out equal portions. Put one portion on one side, the other portion on the other side, and to make sure both portions are equal, that you're allowed to do on yomtiv. And Omar Reb Yosef says, Halacha Reb Yeshua. We take a paskin like Reb Yeshua that you are allowed to weigh one portion against the other portion. Utanan bebechoris kavosei. And we also learned in the Mishnayos, the Masechta Bechoris, like this also. The Tanan, we learned over there, Masechta Bechoris, like Rashi says, we learned in Masechta Bechoris, the Yosel Lishcho Vlimcho Bechor Balmum. If you have a Bechor that's a Balmum, the meat, you're not allowed to Shecht Velitro, and you can't weigh it out. In other words, you can't be Mavaz of the Kodshim, Ledu Amaisa Choyl, because it's a Bezoyin. And still it says over there, the mona keneged mona, you're allowed to weigh out one keneged the other portion. So you see, Al-Molav Uvdu Dechol Chashibulei. This is not considered an Uvdu Dechol, this is mutter to do. The Tanan, we learned over there in Bechor is, Psu Leham Gedoshim. If you have a korban, something that was Hegdish, that now becomes Posel, the Lachar is Han Yosel Lehegdish. It becomes Posel, so the Churi could be Poydrit, and somebody pays money for it. Now usually the money goes to Hegdish. So Hegdish has enjoyment from the money. And really Rashi explains it. Rashi says that the Reish of the Mishnah Hoch Yisa, over there, that Kol Psuli Am Gdoshin Nim Korim Beitlis. Really any Kodshin that became Posel, now the Alocher is, since you want to be Poydrit, and the people pay money for it, so we want to make sure they'll pay good money for it. So therefore the Rabbanim will make us to say the money, the meat that they get, they're allowed to sell it, Beitlis, in the big marketplace, for Nishkolim Belitra, and they're allowed to weigh it out also with regular weights. In other words, you're allowed to be mevaza do dovach shabachol with a regular kachin that became possum, because we want the person to buy it to pay a lot of money for it. So since the money goes to Hegdish, we're make to say the person that buys it could do whatever he wants with it. Mashenkin by a bechor viha meiser. A bechor, the hanor, the enjoyment goes to the bailim, goes to the kohen. And the suadin, the meiser goes to enjoyment of it, a meiser beima goes to the bailim. So therefore, even when it comes to Baal Mum, that you're allowed to use it, you're not allowed to be Noig Chol to be Mavazarit, because Hegdish doesn't gain on the deal. So therefore, since Hegdish doesn't gain, it's only the Bailam that uses it, we don't want the Bailam to be Mavazar the Bechor. Still it says, like the Gemara says now, V'shoiklin mona kinegin mona bebechor. By a Bechor that becomes a Baal Mum, the Lachar is now, the Kohen's allowed to eat it, he gets shechted and eat it, the meat, he's not allowed to weigh it with a regular weight, with a regular scale, but mona keneged mon is mutter. You're allowed to put on the scale one piece of meat on one side and this piece of meat on the other side and to weigh them out. So you see, weighing something, mona keneged mon is not called a mevaza kodeshim, so the chur huadin and yom tefos, which should be mutter. Oh, Malay Abayas said, no, there's no raya from this Mishnah in Bechoris. Vidil Malayhi, maybe there's no raya from this Mishnah. I'll tell you like this. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yeshua. Up until now, Rav Yeshua only said, hocho, he only said over here by Yom Tov, that you're allowed to weigh out one portion against the other portion, el delekir bizoyin kodeshim. That here we're not talking about a bechor by kodeshim. We're talking about just a loch of Yom Tov. Can you weigh something out? So there the Yisr is uvdu dechol, something you do in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So there we say that if you do this shinui, you don't weigh the meat on a regular scale by using the scales, the weights, but you use a shinu, something different, you only weigh one portion against the other portion, there it's mutter. But maybe by the locha by a bechor, since there it's a union of kodshim, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would be machmer to say even a mona keneged mona would be yosa. And the more said, double hosam, diika bizoyin kodeshim loy, but maybe by a bechor, where there's a sharla bizoyin of kodeshim, you're not acting nice to kodshim, he'll be moider, it's osa. Inami, maybe I'll tell you like this. Ad kan up until now, loy kamri rabbonin hosam, when did the rabbonin say the end of Mishnah Bechoris? because it does not look like you're doing another dechayil. Abol hocha de merze kuvdin dechayil loy. But over here, where it looks like you're doing a nubda dechayil, here maybe it's also. So Rashi explains that over there by a bechor, what you're doing is you're selling the bechor. So Rashi says the hosa mechirhi, it's the, you're selling it. The yenderech lishkoil bosra nimka b'mona kenegan mona. When I sell you meat, then it's not a minig. The derech is not to weigh one portion against the other portion. So there it's called a shinui. Therefore, by kodeshim, it's not called you be mevaza the kodeshim. That's why you are allowed to weigh out the meat one portion against the other portion. Abul hocha mashenkin over here by yomtiv, like Rashi says, Gabi Reb Chiyev Reb Shimon Rebbe, the two sons of Rebbe, ka'avdi uvdin dechol. They're doing something the way you usually do in the weekday manner. To a chaluki, all they're doing now is dividing up the portion. They're not selling one to the other. They're just dividing up the portions. V'chein dera kol achokin. This is the way, in normal manner, the way you divide up things. V'lei sviru lul rabbonim de bechoros kebishua. Therefore, could be the rabbonim there do not hold like kebishua by yomtiv. Could be by yomtiv, maybe it's osur to divide up portions by using a scale on one side, one portion, the other side, the other portion. Because that maybe is the normal manner to do it. So therefore, there's no raya. Gemara says, Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? The kafta yadodi, that this nice between Rabbi Chiyah and Reb Shimon, the two sons of Rebbe, they were makbid, they were strict upon one and the other to make sure that each one got the exact amount. Gemara, well, there was a mice, not like that. For Hanu Shev Benisa, there were seven pieces of fish. The osel of a Rebbe that came into Rebbe's house. For Yishtake Chomish Minaya by Reb Chiyah. And his son Reb Chiyah took five portions, five pieces of the fish. But like Kofed Reb Shimon Barabi, and Reb Shimon was not makbid that his brother took so much. So you see, they were not makbid to make the exact amount of a chalukah division equally. So Moshe says, Amar Papa, Enechanami, Shad Yigavri Benayu. You have to stick in somebody else between them. The Maisa wasn't just with Reb Chiyah and Reb Shimon. So Moshe says, Reb Chiyah, if you want to be girls Reb Chiyah, you have to save Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi. Put in, the Maisa was Reb Chiyah and Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, they divided up. And they were marked with one and the other to make an exact division. Reb Shimon Bereb, if you want to be gerus, Reb Shimon Bereb was the Maisa, or Bakapur. What you have to add in is the Bakapur, that's what you have to add in. So Reb Shimon and Bakapur, they were marked with to make the exact amount of a division. Mashrek Lenechanami, Reb Shimon and Reb Chiyah, the two sons of Rebbe, they were not marked with, they would not weigh out the divisions equally to have equal chalukah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Vaita, Eimash Chizin es Hasakin Beyomtif. You're not allowed to sharpen your knife on Yom Tov. To use a mashchosa means to use a sharpener. We'll soon see it means a stone, to rub your knife against the stone. Avo mashi aga bechaverta. But you're allowed to rub one knife against the other knife. Abi, you're doing a shinui, that's mutter. So Rashi says, the mishanim derech achol, because you're making a difference the way you do it on the weekday, therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara says like this, Omer Rav Huna, lo yishonu ela b'mashcheza shalevin. The Mishnah that says it's also is only talking about a sharpener made out of stone. They used to sharpen your knife, rub it along the stone. If you have a sharpener made out of wood, you want to rub the knife against wood, then mutter, then you're allowed to do it. That's Rav Huna's halacha. Now on this, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Hodi Amrit Shalevin, also that you're saying, a stone, you're not allowed to use a stone to sharpen your knife with, Lo Yamor Nelo Lechadado, like he's being makel. It was only said, it's only us if the purpose of rubbing your knife against the stone is to sharpen the knife. But if your only purpose is to take the fat off the knife, like you just got finished cutting fatty meat, a lot of fat is still on the knife, you want to clean off the knife and rub it against the stone, that's mutter. Michlal, if that's true, from here we have a deal, we have a proof. Michlal, the Bishal eats. If you're only rubbing it against wood, the knife, then afilu lechada donani mutter. Even if your purpose is to sharpen the knife, also it's mutter. This is one gear, son, this is lekula. The Ike de Mastin La Seifa. Some learned the last halacha luchumra on the Seifa. That the Seifa of the Braisa, or the Seifa of Rav Huna said, Bishal Eitz Mutter. You're only not allowed to do it, Bishal Evan of stone. But of wood it's Mutter. Now what's Mutter? Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Ha di Armit Bishal Eitz Mutter. That's what it said even on wood. You're allowed to rub your knife, Lo Yamornel, Lahavisham Nunisa. It's even on wood, it's only said you're allowed to rub it to take off the fat that's on the knife. But if your purpose of rubbing the knife even against wood is to sharpen it, also, that's also. This is the chumrah. Michlal, if this is true, from here it's a deek, it's a raya, the bishel evan. When you have a sharpener made out of stone, then the loch would be, even if the purpose is to take off the fat of the knife, also it would be also. Because there'd be a gzeira involved. One should come to use the stone for any purpose, even just to clean the knife on the stone, to get off the fat, would be afraid you come to sharpen the knife on the stone, and that's also. Now, ike de masni lo amas disen. Some learn to sold these two gears as like are dear from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, ein mashchizen es hasaken b'yomtif. You're not allowed to sharpen your knife on yomtif. And on this, Omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, lo ishonu v'le lechadado. It was only learned what's also in our Mishnah, only to sharpen the knife. Avolahavish shem nisa mutter. But stamp to clean it, rub it to get the fat off the knife, that's mutter. Mechlel, from here be it raya, the agadi chaverta, that the seifa of our Mishnah says, you let her rub one knife against the other knife, afilu lechadado nami mutter. This will be a dik again lekula. That even to sharpen the knife, it would be mutter if you do a shinui, if you just rub one knife against the other knife. It's only yosa to sharpen it when you're using a regular sharpener made out of stone. And even on stone, you're allowed to clean it to get off the fat. Vika de master lo ha-seifa. Some learned this halacha l'chumra on the seifa. That our seifa of the Mishnah says, avo ma'ashiyo al-gabi chaverta. True, you're allowed to rub the knife against the other knife, one against the other. And on this, Om Rav Yudah ma'ashmuyo, lo ishanu, this is only learned that you're allowed to, el alahavir sham nisa, l'chumra. Even rubbing one knife against the other knife, it's only mutter to take off the fats on the knife. But if your purpose is to sharpen the knife on Yom Tov, also, you're not allowed to rub one knife even against the other knife to sharpen the knife. And Nechlal, if that's the pshat and it's a diyuk, when you want to use a regular sharpener made out of stone, even to just rub it to get the fat off it, off the knife, that would also be osur. Now, the Gemara says, "Man tana de mashchezes osur." Who's the chad tana of our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov? Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the loike Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, ein or also the Tanan. It's a Mishnah. Some of the Gersom, ein ben Yom Tov leShabbos elo oichel nefesh bavad. There's no difference, the Tanya Kama says, between the Malachis of Shabbos and the malachas of Yom Tov. All the malachas are also on Yom Tov also. Elo oichel nefesh bavad. You're only allowed to do malachas on Yom Tov for the purpose of oichel nefesh, for the purpose of food, for cooking, for making the food. That's what's mutter. But otherwise, the malachas apply to Yom Tov also. Reb Yehuda matir af v'machshirei oichel nefesh. Reb Yehuda is a mekel and says, even when you have to prepare food, the preparation for the food, the hechshir machshirei oichel nefesh is also mutter to do on Yom Tov. In other words, a hechsher v'nechel nefesh would mean like our case sharpening the knife. You have a knife that's dull, it doesn't cut anymore, and you want to cut the meat. So sharpening the knife, it's not called echel nefesh, you're not fixing the food itself, but it's called a hechsher, it's something, the preparation for food. When you have a good knife, you'll be able to prepare the food with it. So therefore, fixing the knife is called a hechsher for an echel nefesh. And if you hold on Yom Tov, you're allowed to even do molochis, let's serich, machshirei echel nefesh. And we'll soon see how we pass it. Now, Omalei Rava the Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda told Rav Chizda, Darshina Meshmecha. People say over the Darshan in your name that you said Halacha like Reb Yehuda. That the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda. That even Machshiru Yechon Nefesh is also Mutar on Yom Tov. Omalei, so Rav Chizda said like back, very good. Yeh Rava, you should be very good and very pleased. Like the Chok Yehani Milu Mal Yisrael. All these good things. Tidrishu Mishmoi. Take a say it over my name. Like I'm very happy. It's very good what you're saying. Now this Omer of Nechemya braid Rav Yosef, heavy ki'imna kaimei de Rava. Rav Nechemya braid Rav Yosef said he was once walking in front of Rava, and it was on Yom Tov, and he saw that Rava heavy called ma'avir lesakino apuma de kula. He saw him rubbing his knife on Yom Tov on the puma on the mouth of the kula of the basket. Like Rashi says, mishav shei sakin apiasal. He was rubbing his knife on the piasal, on the opening of the basket. So, probably it was made out of wood, but he was like rubbing it. So, question, he could have been doing one of two reasons. Either to get the fat off the meat knife, or else to sharpen the knife. So, v'yamrle, the yes rubam, l'chadad ha-kovid mar, are you doing it to sharpen the knife? Oy l'haver shamnunisa. I say, yes rubam, what's the reason why you're doing it? Or else you're doing it maybe just to take the fat off the knife. The Omalei Ravatak answered back to them and told them, La Havir Shamnunisei. The reason, the purpose why he's doing it is only to take the fat off the knife. So he said the reason why he's doing it is just to clean off the fat off the knife. But the Chazitza Ladaite, Rav Nechemya, Rav Yosef said, but I really saw that really the reason why Rebbe was doing it, the lechada de kovit, he was really doing it in order to sharpen the knife. That was his real intentions, why he was doing it. Why he was rubbing his knife on Yom Tov against the opening, the tip of the basket. So why didn't Rebbe tell him this? Well, because Rebbe held, halacha v'yein merin kein. The halacha is true, the halacha is like a Yehuda, that machshiri oichon nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, but v'yein merin kein, you don't go around telling other people like this. And the reason could be is, like we'll soon see later, even though we hold like the Yehuda, that machshiri oichon nefesh is mutter, but it's only machshiri oichon nefesh that was the ershel asaisim erev Yom Tov. It was only something that you could not fix erev Yom Tov. Now let's say the knife first became dull on Yom Tov, or the knife first broke on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to fix it. Well, let's say the knife was already dull from before Yom Tov, so you should have fixed it before Yom Tov. Then the halacha is, if it's efshel asayson mi'erev Yom Tov, it's also to do on Yom Tov. So since it's possible, people, if you stand moiri, you stand teacher, tell everybody, the halacha is like if you do, people will make mistakes and think, machshir, eichon nefesh is mutter, no matter what, and they won't make a difference whether it was efshel asayson or not. Therefore, the case is, ain moirin. We don't teach other people the halacha. But for you yourself, privately, you could take a do like this. So therefore, Rava didn't want to tell over that that was the halacha. Vayta v'yom Rabbi Abaye said, Hevi kimna kaimi demar. He was also once walking in front of his Rebbe. Mar maybe also means Rava. Vevi ma'vir sakina yashif to the rechaya. He saw him rubbing his knife on the bottom of the mill. Could be the millstone. So Mestam even was made out of stone. Mestam is not a derech to sharpen it this way. But he was rubbing his knife on the bottom of Shifta the Rechaya, on the bottom of the mill. The Amrilei, so Abaye asked for his mar, the Amrilei, Lechadadah Koboi Mar, how come you're rubbing your knife? Are you doing it for the purpose of sharpening your knife? And you hold your ladder, sharpen your knife on Yom Tov? Or Lahave Shamnini say, or the only purpose you're doing is just to clean, to get the fat off the knife. The Omali and the Mar answered him and told Abaye, Lahave Shamnini say, the reason why he's doing it is only to clean the knife, to get the fat off the knife. Abaye said though, v'chazit saladait of Razerbe, really to see that really his intentions were to lechadada kovid. Really what he was doing was to lechadada, to clean the knife, to sharpen the knife. Uksava, but again, as Mar also held, halacha v'yemurin kain. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda, you take your ladder, sharpen the knife, but the halacha is ain murin kain, we don't teach it to other people. So therefore, he didn't want to tell other people why he was doing it. But really, that's the halacha, halacha of Yemurin Kain. Now, the halacha attack will soon see, we also paskin like Reb Yehuda, we hold that machshiri eichon nefesh, that EF shall say some erev Yom Tov, is taka doiche Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. However, we hold to sharpen your knife on a machshese shalevin, the real derech, the real way you do it by choral, to use this stone to sharpen your knife on, that we hold is also on Yom Tov. Mashma, that's called tikin mono, or that's called uvda dechayol, that's the losser. But if you don't do it in the regular manner, the way you do it on the weekday, a little shinui, we hold that the etzim loch of sharpening the knife, since it's called a hechsher, it's a machshir, of a dechon nefesh, we hold it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Right, Mor says, Yiboyeluhu, we have a new shayla now. Mao laharoi sakin lochochim b'Yom Tov. Is a sheikhet allowed to show his knife, the sheikhet knife, before he uses it, before he shechs, to a chochem on Yom Tov. There is meikra din of the Gemara, the halacha is that a regular tabach, a regular sheikhet, cannot shecht, use his knife, unless first he shows it to a chochem. A chochem has to be boidik it, check it out to make sure that no pekim is, to make sure the knife is kosher. So the question is, are you allowed to do it on Yom Tov or not? So Rashi explains, like, mi mechzei kubdu dechil, does it look like a weekday action? The avshe milsa, because the big avshe milsa, shedaita limchav yitlis oloi mechzei. But usually when a sheikh goes to shecht, especially if he's showing his knife, he plans to shecht a lot of animals at one time. And usually you do that for the purpose of selling it, like it's avshe milsa, so it looks like uvdu dechil. So that's the question, are you allowed to show your knife to a chochem now, your sheikhid knife, on Yom Tov or not? There's a lot of isurim here, the on the before, these are all questions of uvdu dechil. Something that's not really yasser, it just looks like you're doing on uvdu dechil. Looks like you're doing something, a weekday action that the chachamim don't want you to do. That was the pshat in the Mishnah before of sheikel adam baster, not allowed to use a scale at all on Yom Tov, but by using a scale, it looks like uvdu dechil. These are isurim and rabbanim, things that look like a weekday action to rabbanim asadim. So that's the shayla here, can you show this sakin to a chachim or not? So Gemara says, Rav Mori Breda Rav Bizna Shori. Rav Mori Breda Rav Bizna, he was like a matri. He said, it's okay, you're allowed to do it, it's mutter. For Rabbonin asked, Rabbonin said, no, it's osir. And Mikra Din, the locha should be let Rabbonin. However, Bizman Azir, since every sheikhet has a Kabbalah, as soon as when it becomes a sheikhet, he has to get a Kabbalah. Since the Kabbalah is that every sheikhet now was allowed to check out his own knife. So since you're allowed to check out your own knife, then it's not mechse kub de dechol like we'll soon see in the Gemara. But mikra din do bezman haGemara, when you had to show it to somebody else to a chochem, you are not allowed to check it out. For Rabbi Yosef Omar Talmud Chochem, royal liatzmo yemashilu leacherim. Rabbi Yosef said a meitzel like bezman haGemara that you had to check it out and it was also to do on yomtiv. So the Talmud Chochem, he's allowed to check out his own knife for his own sake. So one answer is he should check out his own knife, and if somebody else wants it checked, let him borrow the Talmud Chochem's knife. So it's not considered that the other person is coming to show his knife for Talmud Chochem. That's also mismuv to the chayil, but rather since Talmud Chochem is checking it out for himself, that's mutter to do, and then he can lend it out to other people. So this comes out that the zman is there that the shaykhim don't have to show it to anybody else; they just check it out themselves. It's mutter for them to check it out on Yom Tov. The Omar Rabbi Yosef, sakin she'omdo, a sakin that became dull that you can't cut with it anymore now, is mutter lechadad of Yom Tov. You should know you're allowed to sharpen it on Yom Tov. In other words, the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda that machshiri eichon nefesh is mutter, could be not with the mashchesa shel evin. You're not allowed to use the regular stone to sharpen it with. That's lubdu dechayil. But otherwise, with a shina with wood, you're allowed to sharpen it even on Yom Tov. The Gemara says vahani mili. When is this said? Hu de posko agav duchko. Only that it could still cause if you press down very hard. In other words, it's true the knife is dull, but it's not that dull that it can't be used at all, even with a lot of pressure. Because if it can't be used, even with a lot of pressure, then it's also to clean it, to sharpen it on Yom Tov. So Rashi learns the Pshatis. That's the Tircha Yisairu. Rashi learns that's a very big Tircha. If it's so dull that it can't even use it by pressing down, it has to take a lot of Tircha to fix it. So much Tircha, that's what it's also to do on Yom Tov. Another reason is brought down, that the Mechaber says, is that if it doesn't work at all, then like we said, the Maisa, even by sharpening it, you're only allowed to use the Mashcheses Shel Eitz, but not the real Mashcheses made out of stone. So if you're going to have the knife that's so dull that can't be used at all, we're afraid maybe if you come to sharpen it, it'll be so hard for you that you come to use the Mashcheses Shel Evin. So that's why you can't sharpen this knife. If it's so dull that it can't even be used, like they do by pressing it down. Mashenken, if it's just a little bit dull, that you can't use it normally, you have to press down, then by sharpening, you don't have to sharpen it that hard, then we're not afraid maybe you come to use the sharpener made out of a stone, but rather you'll do the shinui, the sharpener made out of eitz. Vayta Dorash Rav Chizda, Vitema Rav Yosef, Echot Sakin She Nifkemo. A sakin that became nifkemo means, like a pgam, something happened to it, indentions happening to the knife. Vayechot Shivut She Nirtzom. Or shvud, the spit that you roast meat on, the point got cut off. The yechod greifus tana v'kirayim. Or else you have your oven, or kirayim that we used to cook with. That greifus mean like the side of it caved in, you have some plaster now of the size that caved in, they're inside the tana. And you want to, be yomtif, you want to now fix these things or clean them out on yomtif. Is it mutter or not? So he said over, bonu l'machleikis Rabbi Yehuda v'rabonin. This is totally the machleikis Rabbi Yehuda and the rabonin that we had before. The Tanya we learned, a Mishnah Megillah, Ein Ben Yomtif LeShabbos Eloichol Nefesh Bovad. There's no difference. The Malachas that apply to Shabbos apply to Yomtif. Also, only that Oichol Nefesh is Mutter on Yomtif. Reb Yehuda Matir Af Machshiri Oichol Nefesh. Reb Yehuda that says even Machshiri Oichol Nefesh is also Mutter to do on Yomtif. Not only for cooking the food itself, but even to fix the knife, the Hechsher, the preparation for the food, that's also Mutter to do on Yomtif. All right, turn over.